Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
How investors can prepare for volatility while it's still calm.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's a calm time for the markets with volatility pretty much non-existent. But the more than eight-year bull market has been showing some signs of its age. The Wall Street Journal says many analysts feel as though stock valuations are stretched and conditions are turning disfavorable for stocks. One market strategist says investors are positioned for continued low volatility, and that's risky. So how might investors hedge against a downside while things are still calm? Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Daisy Maxey. So, Daisy, essentially, we're talking about ways to hedge against a possible big sell-off. Isn't that right?
That is right. And of course, no one can time the market. You never know what's coming. And people who have tried have learned that, it works against them. But there are some signs now. I mean, the S&P 500 is up more than, about 260% since March 9, 2009, when it closed around 76 points. So a big gain. And S&P 500 operating price-to-earnings ratios, a measure commonly used measure of value, are up around 21, 22, and you know that's versus about 18 plus in March at the end of March 2009, based on 12-month trailing operating earnings. So, and in addition to that, forces are gathering which could weigh on markets. We have some geopolitical uncertainties. We've got Brexit happening in the UK. Continued terrorism in parts of Europe, the Fed raising rates here in the U.S., and in different investigations into Russian being involved in the election and into the presidency. So a lot going on that could have people thinking about how can I protect my gains.
So is it that stocks are too pricey at this point, or that we should just be mindful of things, or both?
Well, some people do think stocks are pricey at this point. There's certainly valuations are high. In addition, you should always be mindful of your own risk appetite and protect to the level you need to protect to be able to sleep at night.
Now, Daisy, you've talked to some investment strategists, and they've basically suggested two hedging strategies that investors might use to protect against a downturn. Why don't we talk about them? The first is buying a put option. What is a put option?
Well, it's basically a contract. And if you buy a put option, it gives you the right, but not the obligation, to sell an investment at a set price, until that contract expires. You buy it for a certain duration. And basically, it offers a way for an investor to stay in the market without risking all of the gains. Now, a put option will cost you. So if you buy a put and stocks continue to go up, then you're going to be losing a little of your gain because you're paying for the put. But should your stock fall, you have some protection. You have a floor.
I'm speaking with Daisy Maxey of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Now, Daisy, the second hedge against volatility is a stop loss order. Isn't this an order that you put in with a broker to sell a holding if it falls by a specified level or it falls past a certain point?
Yes, it's an order that most investors who put these in use a broker or have an advisor even to help them. And it triggers the sale of your investment if it falls by a specified level. These stop loss orders, one of the things that's great about them, I talked to Terry Spath, who's the chief investment officer at Sierra Investment Management. And one of the great things she says about stop loss orders is that they execute automatically once you set them. And that's great because it takes the emotion out. Often when investors are dealing with falling or rising stop stocks, their emotion gets involved and they don't take the right action. With this, it's set. And what's interesting about Sierra Investment Management is they manage about $2.4 billion and they have what's called trailing stop loss orders on all 150 of their mutual fund and ETF investments. Now, those orders are set at a percentage below the current price of an investment or the dollar price at which, you know, to trigger a sale. So if your investment rises in value, the trigger price rises with it. If a trailing stock order was set to sell a fund at 10% below its price, for example, and the fund's price rose to 300, the order would be triggered when the price falls to 270. In that way, if the price of the stock is moving around, your stop loss kind of goes along with it.
Now, will this order be executed immediately? Aren't there some things you should know about this, like a market order?
Oh, yes. There is a risk with this strategy, and that is that if there's a sudden movement in a stock, the price could fall very quickly, and you could sell something that, you know, maybe like these flash crashes we've seen with ETFs, something that falls dramatically for sometimes only a few minutes and rises back up, and you may not want to sell if that occurs. So you could have a stop limit order in place, and that prevents an order from being executed if a holding drops below a certain price. Now, that's great because, you know, if a stock is trading at 30 and you have a stop limit sell order in place, which specifies a stop price of 20, if the stock goes to 20, it'll be sold at 20. But if it keeps plummeting and it goes down to 5, you're not going to sell it at 5.
Right. Now, are these two suggested hedges, are they commonly used, Daisy?
They are commonly used. And on the puts, I should say, what I was talking about was a protective put. But there are much more complex things you can do with these put options and other kinds of options. So it's something a lot of investors, when they use them, do use the advice of a financial advisor on how to go about it. But I do talk to some very sophisticated, high net worth investors who do this on their own and really love the protection that it offers.
Wall Street Journal reporter Daisy Maxey, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.